Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way, Dominic Jimenez as well, as we talk the world of sports up to the top of the next hour here, presented by Geico Insurance at geico.com and by Rocket Mortgage. We'll talk the world of sports. A Wednesday into a Thursday, the 2024 election in the rearview mirror, Trump, a decisive, I mean, just an absolute blowout winner. We'll have myself and Tyler give you a little comment on that. And listen, if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you have to really, really, really be bummed out. You've had two major bust number one draft picks. I mean, they traded for Deshaun Watson, gave up the ranch. Johnny Manziel was a absolute, just a complete bust. And that organization, 11-6 in the playoffs a year ago, 2-7, and be lucky to win five games. They're an unmitigated disaster. And today, the general manager speaks to the press and basically was completely noncommittal. So, and guess what? When you let him go, you can't trade him. He is untradeable, Deshaun Watson. You can't trade him. So you're going to cut him, and you're going to get hit with about $99 to $100 million in dead cap. I mean, it's just crazy. It is absolutely crazy. So we will get the break. When we come back on the other side, we'll bring Tyler into the mix here. Juan Soto is going to be the most coveted free agent you would think in the offseason. Do the Yankees retain? Does he get Ohtani type of money? The Yankees and Mets have already thrown out feelers. Soto and Scott Boras today at the general manager's meetings in San Antonio came out with the idea that they're going to take their time. They're going to shop everywhere, all the major markets. Toronto, you know, wants to come in big. Boston will kick the tires. They won't spend. They've made that clear. They've sent that flare clearly to the sky. And the skywriting says, we're looking for bargain basement. They're just not spending money. So, and then how about the Angels today? Oh, my God. Kyle Hendricks? Really? Guy's ERA was like 6. And so, yes, the Angels make a big move there with Kyle Hendricks. But we got a lot to get to. So the baseball hot stove kicks into high gear already, and we go around the world of sports. And we'll talk to Nick Douglas at 40 past the hour, college football. The first rankings out on Tuesday night. We'll get into that. We're coming back on Sports Overnight. You in the zone with it, on and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack to Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack and weights.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, welcome back here as we roll on into a Wednesday night, early Thursday as well here. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way. We don't want to waste a lot of time. Tyler, I walked around today like a zombie, and everyone I talked to was either in zombie mode, burning the midnight oil to watch an absolute bloodbath. You know, this idea that this was going to be a close race went out the window pretty easy. I mean, I am dead serious. I came out of a meeting, and it was like 17 for Trump and 2 for Harris. I think she took Vermont early, and I said, whoa. And that was just foretelling. Complete bloodbath. Give me a quick take on this, because I think I got something to say about this here a little bit, little analytical. But let me give me a quick hit on the election. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you just look at the exit polls, people weren't happy with where they were at in life after the last 4 years. And I think that's usually the biggest indicator for me is, do people think that the best days are behind them or ahead of them? And you know, when you have a sitting VP running for president, it's always a little contentious because people weren't happy with how the last 4 years went. You could talk all about what you're going to do when you take charge, but, you know, you were sitting in office for the last 4 years, so why didn't you do it then? I expected a blowout outside of potentially if they, you know, something funny happened, like votes showing up in the middle of the night, but there wasn't even a chance for something like that to happen because it was overwhelming. What's confusing to me is how Nevada and Arizona still aren't called. I mean, it's 2024. How are there some states, like, for example, I live in Florida, you know, they had everything wrapped up, everything tallied within an hour and a half. And, you know, we are now at 6:13 p.m. Eastern right now, and I'm seeing that Arizona has only counted 61% of their votes.
Yeah, interesting. Answer me this question, okay? How did Biden get 81 million votes and Kamala got 60 million? 20 million, really? So here's what I want to say. The Democratic Party, okay? And I grew up as a Democrat, and I still am, and I lean independent, whatever. But let me just say this. That's stat number one. Number two, the Democratic Party is right now in the worst scenario, worst situation possibly, and they got nobody to blame but themselves. Look, they gave her 107 days. 107 days. She was going to get clubbed. We should have seen the handwriting on the wall. The economy's a mess. And what do they say? The economy's stupid. It's the number one thing. People's wallets and pocketbooks and bank accounts. That's the number two. And number three, if the Democrats wanted to get rid of Trump and they did rig the election, well, guess what? Now you're getting your comeuppance. This is the greatest comeback in political history, fueled by Democratic malfeasance and stupidity. Because if you realize, if Trump got a second term, he wouldn't have been running this year, Tyler.
Yep.
He would have been ineligible. So if you want to get rid of Trump, Okay. Now, you know what it is? He had a four-year term from 16 to 20. He had another four-year term because he was the focal point in this country from COVID till tonight or till last night. And now we got four more years. So he's had a 12-year term. He said he's going to, when it's all said and done, okay, he is going to have a 12-year term. Indicted four or five times, 94 felonies, all that stuff. It's the greatest political comeback in the history of our country. Like him or hate him, that is a fact.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this to start off with the first point you made. How did Biden get 80 million votes? I mean, it's super simple. There was, you know, the mail-in ballot situation. Dead people voting. This is not conspiracy stuff. You can look it up. It's 300,000 votes showing up in the middle of the night. It's the only way it happened. If you look at how many people voted, historically speaking, over, let's just, you know, a small sample size over the last four election cycles, the jump in 2020 was absolutely astronomical, and it wasn't, you know, a coincidence. In regards to their, you know, the strategy that they had, I think it was poor. You gave Harris 107 days. You decided to ride with Biden when he was clearly incoherent. And you went on for the last 4 years, instead of actually accomplishing anything, the whole focus was trying to get Donald Trump thrown in jail so he couldn't run again. And it backfired. Everyone saw through it. It was, you know, it's they went after the guy in every which way. And, you know, when people don't like that, we're just trying to criminalize your opponent because you know that you can't just beat him straight up. And it showed last night, you know, 72 million for Trump. He's going to win the popular vote. He's going to absolutely smoke her in the Electoral College. Republicans are taking the Senate. Right now they're ahead in, you know, the House of Representatives as well. And the Democratic, I also grew up a registered Democrat. And, you know, it's just the party is not what it used to be. It doesn't have the same values. They've gone too far left. And I'm not saying that the Republicans haven't gone too far right. I'm just simply stating a fact in regards to the Democrats. And, you know, it's unfortunate the way things have panned out.
Excellent take. Let's move on. All right. Let's get to it. Deshaun Watson. I mean, Andrew Berry, I feel bad for the guy. He's going to get ousted, too. He's gone. Stefanski will survive. But I'm telling you, Deshaun Watson's taking his last snap in Cleveland. They can sit here and try to window dress it. This is a $100 million disaster, which, listen, Tyler, this is gonna affect this franchise for the next 5 or 6 years. This is a total disaster after 11-6 in the playoffs a year ago. Explain.
Yeah, I mean, they are doing the exact opposite of what the Lions did and have done. They had the guy in Baker Mayfield. They pushed him out because they were impatient. They tried to win fast and weren't willing to wait and overpaid for a guy with potentially, at least in, you know, my recent memory, the worst background and, you know, of all time in terms of what he was dealing with when you brought him in. Those things are not easy to overcome. You're bringing him into an environment where people want to win now. They're impatient. They've been losing and losing and losing forever. And, you know, now I don't even think if they offered in a trade to Deshaun Watson and two first rounders to, I don't know, let's say a Carolina or, you know, the Saints who are in a dumpster fire or any team in the NFL. I don't who's taking that? So now they find themselves in a situation where they're terrible. They have absolutely nothing to, no pieces to really work with to improve the team. Sure, they'll have a high draft pick. What's that going to do for them? They've had, I don't know, how many first-round picks over the last 10 years. They need a change. Whether it's a new GM, sell the team, both. I don't think the head coach is the issue at all here.
I agree.
But the Brown, I mean, it sucks to be a Browns fan. And it makes you really, to find a silver lining in this, it highlights how great of a job they've done in Detroit with turning around the Lions. And look, I mean, if you don't have to go too far back to the Lions being 0-16. And the Browns being right there with them, you know, being terrible as well. And now, look, the Lions are the best team in the NFL, and the Browns are still the worst. So,
100%.
You know, maybe they should look into their playbook and figure out a way to make something happen.
But you got to look at, there's three quarterbacks we're talking about here. We're talking about Deshaun Watson, and in between the Johnny Manziel bust was a Baker Mayfield sandwich, and he was great. I mean, you saw him on TV. He performed well. Look at him now. But he got out of of course, there were injuries, and it was an untenable situation in Cleveland. I get it. But look at that. Three in a row. Manziel, Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson. And Mayfield has reinvented himself in Tampa after, you know, trips to Carolina, the Rams. He's bouncing around, and he's got a nice foundation in Tampa Bay. But What a mess in that franchise. All right, we got to move because we got little limited time. We might go a few extra minutes if Dom can stretch us out because we don't have more than one segment with you today. Soto, I know you're a Yankee fan. We'll put that out there, full disclosure. If I'm a Yankee fan, I'm nervous. I would rather him, you know, the Yankees say, look, what's it going to take? If it's going to take Ohtani money, hey, we're not going to meet you at $70 million a year for 10 years, but we'll do $65 million, we'll do $650 million. Let's get the deal done. He's got to kick the tires, free agency. I don't like the way this feels. I really don't. I just don't. How about you?
I mean, this is, I would not expect anything different. This is his agent's job, is to bring every single offer that's on the table there. He's the hottest prospect and free agent in baseball. He just had an unbelievable postseason with one of the greatest at-bats in MLB history, potentially. At least that's what people are dubbing it. Yeah. And, you know, why would you not hear every offer? Ultimately, at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt to listen. As a Yankee fan, to be honest, I'm really not that nervous. Ultimately, at the end of the day, best case scenario for me is we keep him, and that's great. I think that I expect that the Mets will have the highest bid. I think if the Yankees can get somewhat close, if the Mets came in at $700 million per se and the Yankees came in at $615 million, I don't see him leaving. The Yankees and the Mets, regardless of how you want to look at it, regardless of more money, it's completely two different scenarios. And he's been with the Yankees. He's been with their organization. He has relationships on this team. And you can't really put a dollar amount on what that means for somebody. And especially after how they just lost the World Series. You know, these athletes have egos, and when those egos get fractured, they want to conquer that. They want to, you know, you look at Virginia basketball when they lost to the 16 seed in the March Madness tournament.
I got it.
You know, that back is, you know, there's something that players want to run it back. You know, they want to overcome those demons. They want to silence the haters. And I can definitely see him staying in New York. I obviously could see him leaving as well. And I don't, if he goes to the Mets, I don't think it's the end of the world for the Yankees, because we could take that $600 million and sign 3, 4, or 5 other guys and improve the roster dramatically where we need to. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's a generational player. He's gold at the box office. He's gold with merch. I mean, you can say it. Boris is right. He's worth billions over the 10-year deal, and that's what it's going to be at minimum, maybe 12. Because he's only, what, 26, 27 years old. But the thing you got to remember, he's very close to Lindor. He's very close to the players on the Mets. There's a good fit there. And that lineup, if they can retain Alonso and him, and I don't know if they can keep both, but Cohen's got nothing but money. I think it's going to be a very, very – and I do. I think it's going to be a head-bobbing finish between the Mets and the Yankees for Juan Soto. The Giants will probably come in. I don't see the Dodgers. I just don't. But Toronto, you got a lot of money, but you got the Canadian
exchange. He's not going to Canada, dude. Who wants to live in Canada? Come on.
All right. Hey, we're out of time. I know you got things going on. Great job out of you. We appreciate it. You're back with us tomorrow and on Friday for a full hour of soccer. First touch with you, Tyler Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. Great job, Tyler.
Thank you, Marty. Looking forward to Friday.
You got it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Good job. You get back to us. All right, we got a little brief open segment, and then we'll get Nick Douglas in here. We'll go around college football, the first CFP, college football playoff rankings, and some SEC, Alabama, LSU this weekend. Coming back.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
All right, we are talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America Wednesday into a Thursday as we talk the world of sports. So, yeah, baseball free agency with Soto and the Cleveland situation. And look, we got NFL Week 10 coming up, the college stuff. I'll take a quick stab at that, and we'll get Nick Douglas in here at 40 past the hour to go through in more detail and get his take on the college playoff. The thing that strikes me right at the top of the repartee here on the college football playoff system. Look, I love the 12-team playoff system. The four automatic bids, the top four getting a bye, is such a flaw when you think about it. You've got Oregon 1, Ohio State 2. So Ohio State actually, if they were to stay there, they have to get moved out because they're not getting the automatic bid because Oregon's not in the Pac-12 anymore. They're in the Big Ten. So Oregon gets the automatic Big Ten. Ohio State falls to 5. And in this scenario, the 5 seed, they're going to play Boise State in their first round game. And they're getting a home game in Columbus. And as much as Boise State with the running back's a nice story, They're not coming off their blue field up in Boise and coming into the horseshoe and beating Ohio State. It's not happening, okay? So Ohio State doesn't win the Big Ten and then all of a sudden says, no big deal because we've got that situation wrapped up, okay? So you've got the Oregon situation. You've got Georgia who wins the SEC. I don't have a problem with that. The Miami situation, the 4 seed, don't have a problem with that coming out of the ACC. What you do have, though, is matchups such as 6-11, Penn State and Alabama. And there again, Alabama, and they've got LSU Saturday night. Going to be in Death Valley. That'll be a very, very tricky spot for Alabama, but I think they beat LSU. LSU, although, Brian Kelly, say what you want. It's been a weird year for him, but that win over Ole Miss still, I mean, had no business winning that game, and they did. 8-9 matchup, you get Indiana. Now, see, there again, BYU's going to get in there and get an automatic, okay? So BYU, first-round opponent for BYU, what are they saying? Yeah, BYU's a nice story, but you know what? They're not going to be able to compete with the top four-ranked teams in the college football rankings. That the Big 12 is going to gobble up an automatic, and that you're going to have Ohio State drift out because if Oregon runs the table, they're winning the Big Ten, and all of a sudden they're going to get a relatively easy matchup in a home game at the Horseshoe. Other than that, other than a few major flaws, there's not much else to say about it. I mean, college football has got a 12-team playoff. I think it's obviously transforming college football. It's going to make for great interest. You're going to have three unbelievable sights when you get down to the quarter, semis, and ultimately the finals, or the two semifinal matchups. You're going to have Dallas and Miami, and then you've got your championship on January, I want to say the 20th, in Atlanta. So it's right, but it's wrong in that you should rank the teams 1 through 12 and seed them accordingly. Okay, the first round bye, or get the bye somehow. Yeah, give the bye to the top four ranked teams with no regard to the conference championship games. And this could foretell another thing, and that is the conference championships are going away. You know, they're going to go on the basis of the regular season. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you take a body of work with eight conference games as opposed to one game played in December, late in the year, I mean really late in the year, potentially the teams aren't even on even keel just in terms of injuries. Let it be their body of work for the eight games in their conference play. That's the way they should do it. So, you know, if Oregon goes 8-0 and Ohio State goes 8-0, then, you know, you got to figure out a tiebreaker system. So, and you could do that, whether it's head-to-head or strength of schedule, they could figure it out. But we could go into the minutiae and all the different little variances. But the fact of the matter is, rank them 1 through 12. Now, the other thing that you got to throw into the mix here is expansion. They're not going to stay at 12 for long. This is going to be, despite the quirks, the aforementioned quirks, the playoff system is a absolute motherload of cash, television, sponsorships. These are now professional athletes, whether we like it or not. And they're gonna that by adding four teams and going to 16, then you can eliminate the bye process. One's gonna play 16, two's gonna play 15. It's only gonna add a week. That's all it's gonna add, so it's no big deal. There is a, you know, they can push it back. If you eliminate the conference championship games, the college football 16-team playoff, and I'm not saying it's going to happen next year or the year after, but it's close. The model is there, and they know it. And they want to get rid of these conference championship games because they know they can make more money. By adding four teams to the playoff system, you've got that week where you ordinarily would have conference championship games, and what do you have? You've got incredible interest. You have incredible interest, and you're not getting a rematch. Okay, you're not getting a conference rematch. I mean, I don't care. Do you really want to see Georgia and Alabama again, or do you want to see Georgia in a rematch? I don't. I want to let the playoffs begin. When the calendar turns December, play games where it's one and done. And you might get a 16 that pops a one. You might, just like the NCAA basketball tournament, men's and women's, you might get a 15 seed that picks off a 2 or a 14 and a 3 and so on down the line. Let the playoffs begin. Conference championships are like a typewriter. Nobody cares anymore. Nobody uses them anymore. So, you know, let's just get to where they're going anyways. 12 is a huge, huge improvement from the 4, and prior to that, the 2. But to add, again, four more teams is not that big a deal. It really and truly isn't. So that's where we go with that. All right, we NBA action tonight. We want to squeeze that in a little bit. Listen, you got a nice double dip here. You really do. On a Wednesday night into Thursday, the late game, Philadelphia, Paul George, and the banged up and, you know, the undermanned, if you think about it, the 76ers, no Embiid, suspended 3 games. He's been banged up with the knee, and the knee is really problematic. Maxey and George head into the new building in L.A., and we got the Clippers. And, you know, they're going to be all over George tonight. It'll be Harden and company, and Nick Nurse and the Sixers are really trying to right their ship in the Eastern Conference, so they'll go out west in L.A. tonight. That'll be the late game on ESPN. And then you got the Celtics and Warriors early at the Garden. And, you know, the things you're reading now about Boston, this is going to be a 74-75 win team. I think you got to slow down on that. You really do. This idea, and I know it makes for good reading content, and it makes for good content on the air and podcast. Listen, this is not a 73-9 team like the Warriors were. It just isn't. It isn't. And I'm going to tell you why. The way it's structured, and the Celtics don't do a lot of this resting guys, to their credit. Mazzulla and Brad Stevens, the director of basketball with the Celtics, they just don't, they don't believe in it. So you're not sitting Jaylen Brown, you're not sitting Tatum, and these back-to-backs are going to get them eventually. I mean, they had two in Charlotte the other night. Well, you know, that's one thing. That's the Charlotte Bob. I mean, that's the Charlotte Hornets. That's one thing. The bottom line is, the way the NBA does things, and I like the fact that the Celtics don't rest these guys, they're going to lose some of these back-to-backs. They're going to split them. It's one of the hardest things to do in any sport is to play a back-to-back in the NBA. It's just a level of talent, a level of athleticism. It's very difficult to do. So this idea that this Boston team is going to win championship banner 19 and is going to be fueled by a 73 or 74 win NBA regular season is ridiculous. It's not happening. In fact, I'll put it at, you know, it's going to be like 67-15, 65-17, and it wouldn't surprise me if they lose 18-20 ball games. I really mean that. They're not going 73-9. And I read these stories and I just laugh because it's just not, it's not sustainable. And I, granted, they have very good travel. Obviously, it's not like it was back in the day. First class travel everywhere they go. 5-star hotels, that's not the issue. The issue is back-to-backs. The NBA likes to schedule back-to-backs. They want to save on costs. They're doing a lot of quirky things. You got the mid-season tournament, which is a little goofy. Not even mid-season. Is it later this month or in December? You get that little tournament. You know, some people say that gives them a little bit of a break. Bottom line is, the NBA product has gotten so good. It's gotten so good. And the league is enjoying popularity like we haven't seen in a long, long time after several years of being way down. But this idea, again, that the Celtics are going to, you know, beat the Golden State Warriors 73-9 is crazy. All right, we'll come back. Nick Douglas, we'll get more into the college football. We got more Maction, Mid-American Conference action if you're football starved.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today InnovativeWellness.center. InnovativeWellness.center. And use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, coming back here on a Wednesday, Sports Overnight America into a Thursday morning. Nick Douglas joins us. We're going inside the world of college football with a little emphasis, a lot of emphasis on the Southeastern Conference presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 down towards your closing cost at rocketmortgage.com. Nick, how are you today?
Marty, I'm doing well, my man. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to start with the college football rankings, and then you've got a banner weekend once again in the SEC. But my question for you is this. Are we going to see the end of conference championship games, let's just say, in the next 2 to 3 years?
You know, Marty, you bring up a very interesting point. I think at a certain point, the conferences have to ask themselves, are we doing all we can to have mass representation in the playoff? And if you run through the scenarios, especially if a two-loss SEC team makes the SEC championship, which is very plausible, you run into a situation where if they lose, they are eliminated from the playoff with, you know, going 10-3 or whatever the case may be. So I think you will see those conversations begin to be had this year, as well this offseason, as well as some conversations about how to properly rank strength of schedule with the ACC and the Big 12 being held on the same playing field as the SEC and the Big 10. We all know the disparity between those conferences, so there's a lot for the committee to look at this year.
Automatic bid for, when you think about it, automatic bid for BYU, and this brings something very interesting in the scenario. Ohio State is not going to win the Big Ten in all probability. Oregon's going to be the one seed at the top of the bracket. Ohio State's going to fall to a 5 seed, and they're licking their chops. They're going to host Boise State, hypothetically, and then there is the conference Big 12 champion, either BYU, Kansas State, or Iowa State, waiting for them with the benefit of an automatic bid coming out of the Big 12 championship. You can tell. I can tell you right now, it's all over. I mean, Ohio State's beating both of those institutions, no matter who they are, and they're going to find themselves in the national semifinals opposite either the winner of the 8-9 game, Tennessee, Indiana, and Oregon. I mean, seriously, yeah, Ohio State benefits by not winning the – well, go ahead. Let me hear.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up an interesting point here, Marty. You see this in pro sports a lot, where teams will start to – sort of finish the regular season and play to their strengths. So if they see a better matchup like what you're describing, then they'll start to, maybe you see teams start to tank, maybe you see teams start to pull some other shenanigans to get a more favorable matchup, because I think it's interesting how the neutral sites come in later and the home environments come in earlier. It's almost as if I would prefer to have the home environment later in the year, especially as, you know, if you look at just the logistics of things, if Oregon plays Ohio State in the semifinal, which is in the Orange Bowl, you're going to have people from Oregon and people from Columbus travel to Florida in the middle on a Tuesday in January. I think they're going to have a lot of issues with attendance. And so, you know, very new system, as we're all aware, drastically different than anything we've ever seen in college football. So there will be a learning curve, as we all expect, but I think you're going to see some drastic measures taken over the next 2 years until we reach a more permanent solution.
One more point on this. If they do get rid of conference championship games, at least among, you know, the elite conferences, my question is for you is this. Does that mean we just expand this playoff 1 to 16? from 12 rather to 16, and then we just seed them the way they get seeded elsewhere. One plays 16, two plays 15, because you'd have an extra week, and you're still avoiding the National Football League is what college football wants to do. So bye-bye to college conference championship games. Expand it, four more playoff members, 1 to 16. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think the model of just all at-large bids is what the sport is headed for better or for worse. Opinions are all over the place on that. But I think this is the part of the game where fans say, oh, we're losing the history and tradition of college football. We're losing part of the culture. And I think it's just the way that certain fans have wanted it, who are vocal. This is the way that the media companies want it. And I think 16 at-large bids is great, because what happens when you have a 9-3 or a 10-3 Big 12 champion or ACC champion sitting at number 3 or number 4, and then you've got a 10-2 Ohio State or a 10-2 Ole Miss or LSU who's had a gauntlet of a schedule that ends up missing the playoff? It's not practical to keep the automatic 1-4 conference championship bids if the conferences are not equal.
All right, let's get to the game you'll be at. You'll be in Oxford. Ole Miss, Georgia. This ought to be a doozy. Plus, we've got Alabama and LSU. Let's start, though, where you will be on Saturday for us, with Georgia and Ole Miss. Coming off a record performance, I mean, Ole Miss just put up ungodly numbers on the road at Arkansas. How are you seeing this one, Nick?
So, there's all kinds of buzz around this game, Marty. This is one of the most anticipated games outside of Alabama-LSU. Here's what people need to understand. This is an in-season playoff game. The Rebels are facing elimination this week. Georgia is not. Ole Miss has two losses. Georgia has one. And they have Tennessee in Athens next week. This is do or die for Ole Miss. This is do or die for Lane Kiffin. This program has not produced first-round talent since 2015. This program has never been to Atlanta. This program has not competed for titles in recent history. They have the home field advantage in an afternoon kick. This is the Super Bowl for Georgia, or this is the Super Bowl for Ole Miss. Georgia can afford to drop this one and effectively clinch 10 wins at home by beating Tennessee this week. I think that is going to play into effect, and that's what you're going to see when it comes down to who wants it more on Saturday.
Looking forward to this game. Look at that. You got this game at 3:30 East, 2:30 Central, and then you're going to tee up immediately following that game with Alabama-LSU. Let's go down to Baton Rouge for this one. And you know, Ole Miss had them beat this year. Had them beat and let that game get away. That's probably still stuck in Lane Kiffin's craw. But the bottom line is, it's revisionist history right now to go down that road. LSU hosting Alabama. What do you think?
Yeah, so I think this is going to come down to the play of Garrett Nussmeier. We saw a tale of two halves against Texas A&M. You've seen that he's a big risk taker. He doesn't get sacked all that much, especially at home. He's great at avoiding pressure. He'll scramble to make throws. A lot of that is him avoiding a rush, hitting a quick curl over the middle. But, I mean, he's just as likely to fling one to a receiver on a sideline comeback or down the field. That will get him into trouble. So how does Kalen DeBoer do in Death Valley? There's certainly an argument to be made that he hasn't been a head coach in this kind of environment, this kind of caliber. Death Valley at night, as we know, is one of the most intimidating environments in college football. So this is one to watch. You know, how does Ryan Williams respond? How does Jalen Milroe look on the road? And, I mean, this should be a dogfight. And once again, you've got an in-season playoff game, which it's exciting to get to that point where – we can sort of have that term be really prevalent in the November months of the sport.
Talking to Nick Douglas, we're going around college football. We're emphasizing the SEC. It goes to show you, 1 week can change dramatically. Texas A&M, where are you right now with the Aggies? They go into Columbia. A lot of people just saw this one coming, and they went into a Gamecock buzzsaw Saturday night in Columbia, South Carolina. Your take on A&M right now.
Yeah, so Texas A&M is a weird one, because first-year head coach, they start the year with a tough loss, and they come back just swinging. Statement wins over Missouri, statement wins over LSU, obviously, And last week, just an absolute collapse. Look, they've got a pretty smooth couple weeks. They can right the ship. And if they've got their coach, which I think they do, we all know Texas A&M has unlimited resources. They're going to be a problem for years to come if Mike Elko's the guy. And with New Mexico State next week and Auburn mm-hmm. on the road, gives them plenty of time to right the ship before what will be, again, an in-season playoff game hosting Texas on November 30th. That will be the game of the week.
No question. As you see the season now, as we roll into mid-November and you blink and the season goes by, as you crystal ball this thing, what do you see coming down the pike here? And if you have to, if you don't mind, right now, if you had to, you tell me what we're going to get for an SEC title game in Atlanta.
So SEC title game in Atlanta right now, you're going to have a lot of teams are going to be in the hunt. This is going to come down to the last week. You've got just a plethora of activity to go through throughout the sport. I think you're going to see Tennessee in the hunt. I think you're going to see Texas, Georgia, and Texas A&M in the hunt. Those are really going to be your four to watch. I think Alabama misses the cut, LSU misses the cut, and Ole Miss misses the cut. So between those four teams, I think you're going to have a rematch of a few weeks ago where you've got Georgia playing Texas.
All right, Georgia playing Texas. Last week, I think you had at least four SEC teams in the playoffs. If last night's poll were to stick, we'd have Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama. You nailed it, my friend. You nailed it. You're going to stick with four, or you think they're going to sneak in another one?
I think right now I'm going to stick with four. I don't know if it will be those four, but I think just looking on the periphery, you've got A&M at 14, you've got Ole Miss at 16, you've got LSU at 15. Even if you take one team out, you're going to throw – other teams are right there waiting for that big upset. If Ole Miss gets the big upset, if LSU gets the win against Alabama at home, if A&M continues to dominate and takes down Texas, I mean, those teams are going to get slotted right in. So I'm pretty comfortable sitting at four.
Are you comfortable saying that Alabama is the most vulnerable of the four at 11, or do you want to put Tennessee in there if they're to stumble?
I would say, so here's the thing. I think Tennessee is a more talented roster. Having said that, Tennessee has to go to Vanderbilt, which I guess means something this year, and mm-hmm. go to Georgia. So I think Tennessee is much more vulnerable just due to their schedule, whereas Alabama's got LSU on the road, and then they've got Mercer, Oklahoma, and Auburn. If they can get past LSU, should be smooth sailing into the sunset as they will cruise to 10-2.
Is Oregon they've already beaten Ohio State, but they did it at home. If they were to play again in the playoff, it would be in a neutral site. What is your top four right now? Do they have it right? Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Miami? And then I want to comment on Miami. I want to hear that from you. But right now, do they have the top four right, in your opinion?
I tell you what, Marty, they've got the top three right. Miami should not be in the top four. They don't. They play in the ACC, and the ACC is incredibly subpar when you look at the strength of schedule of Texas, when you look at the strength of schedule of Tennessee. Penn State's looked good, sure, but they've got the top three right. I would slot Texas at four just due to the nature of their schedule.
SMU, any opinion on that? I disagree with you on Miami. I think they, just in terms of athletes, I don't think anybody – look, they do play in kind of an oddball conference. The ACC is a mess. I mean, you've got teams in there. It's just weird. I mean, it's fallen so markedly in this seismic shift. But that being said, Miami scares me because if you're playing them, you're playing athletes. They can put up points in a nanosecond. Give me 10 seconds on SMU. You like this story or not?
I like this story a lot, and I think this team's going to be poised for prominence for years to come. They've got all the resources in the world and a great, witty head coach.
Great job. Nick, we will talk to you on Saturday. We'll talk to you sooner off air. Thank you very much. We're coming back here. Two-minute drill, big NBA Wednesday. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, we are presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 down towards your closing costs with any approved mortgage now at Rocket Mortgage. Yeah, so NBA, we already told you, Boston, Golden State tonight. The parquet panels of the Garden with Draymond, Curry, and here comes Golden State, ESPN early, late Philadelphia, and the Clip joint. We look forward to it. Clippers as Paul George in the lineup tonight in Los Angeles in their new building. So away we go with that. Thursday night football. This is Sunday. I was going to say, I'm looking up. Can you imagine Sunday morning, you're going to wake up to the NFL International Series in Munich, to the New York Giants and the Carolina Panthers. My Lord. Big matchups on. So let me go back to Thursday real quick. Thursday night, we got Bengals, Ravens. And I mean, seriously, you got a Bengal team. Look at the state of Ohio and the state of the NFL and the Buckeye State. The Browns, unmitigated disaster. We led with that top of the show. The Bengals, totally confounded and a confounding team right now. Just virtually stunning how bad the football is, the professional football in the state of Ohio. Unbelievable. But back to Sunday, we are going to get, I think, some great games. I really do. Niners, Buccaneers. The Niners, a pretty sizable road favorite. We'll see about McCaffrey. We will get the Bills and Colts, I think better than it appears to be on paper. Steelers will go to the nation's capital, take on the Commanders. That one will be on our radar screen, one east. You will get the Eagles, Cowboys. Not much luster on that. Imagine that, the Cowboys, a touchdown, almost more than a touchdown, dog at home. to the Eagles. You get Jets, Cardinals, which is decent. Lions and Texans. We'll wrap it up on Sunday night. All right, we're going to wrap up a Wednesday into a Thursday. Thanks to Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to Nick Douglas and Tyler Levine. Stay with us throughout the night. Updates at the top of the hour. More sports talk following the top of the hour break. And you got Brock Hines with Sports in 60s here as well, presented by Geico. Again, for Dom and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios. Enjoy your Wednesday and your Thursday here on Sports Byline.